We bless your name, bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, bless your name, oh Lord. We bless your name, bless your name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, wake up, wake up. Just begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah. Begin to magnify the Lord with me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory, it's shot, take it, shot. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, glory, it's shot, take it, shot. Woo, glory, come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. He's worthy, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy. Hallelujah, he's worthy, yes, he is. He's worthy, yes, he is. Hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. Less of us, more of you. None of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Come on, we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. We'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We praise you. Come on now, just begin to magnify the Lord with me. David said, oh, magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, glory. Who has pleasure in your prosperity. Come on. God gets pleasure seeing you prosper. Oh, come on now. He gets pleasure making sure successful, making sure you have favor, making sure that the grace of the Lord always abounds towards you. Come on now. Hallelujah. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Oh, come on. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Come on now. Woo, glory. Come on. He's shot that about. Father, we thank you. Come on, lift your hands. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it's going to be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Then it says in John chapter 1, verse 12, it says, to as many as received him, he gave to them the power, those that believe, the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Good morning. Good morning. Glory. See, listen, when you get this word today, and you begin to apply it, when you begin to get the word. Now listen, you have to get the word. You have to hear the word, hide it in your heart, and then begin to do the word, because then that shows God and the devil that you have received. To as many as received him, who? The word. The word is a person. It isn't letters and words on a page. The word of God. That's why in John chapter 1, it's capitalized. And then it says, to those that believed on him, he gave to them the power to become the sons of God. Come on, lift your hands as we go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Think through my mind, speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' mighty name. Our glory. Now listen, we've been teaching about the feast of the Lord. Okay, we are in this, what's called a Moedim, a set time. It's the time that God divinely set in the earth to come down and reconnect and fellowship with his children, okay? The feast of the Lord, okay? Oh, my God. High glory. I'm just typing this in for Instagram. Amen. And, oh, my God. I'm just typing this in so that way I don't have to type it again. We're going to go to a few scriptures this morning, but this you're going to understand that this word, see, when God does something, here, glory, whoo, when he does something, it's because of purpose, high glory, hey, glory, and you're going to find out that when the Lord gives us a word in the beginning of the year, it connects with his feast, his moedims, his times and seasons, where he is come down to deliver us out of all our trouble. So come on, grab your Bibles. Let's go to the word. Psalms 102. Psalms 102. Okay. Now listen, everything that God does, he does on purpose. Let me say it like this. Because of purpose, God does what he does. What is the kingdom of God? It's God's way of doing things, okay? The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things, okay? I'm really going to be in teach mode, okay? The kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness is how we feel, act, and think that is acceptable to the Lord, okay? So seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, then all these things shall be added. He didn't say prayed for. He said, when you seek me first, when you seek my strategy, my way, my thought about a situation, if you do it according to how I speak it back to you, it shall be added. Oh, come on now. So now we are in this feast of the Lord, this feast, this it's okay, and you're gonna see that if you would follow what the word says, follow what the word says. Come on now, follow what the, come on, share this broadcast. Make sure that your people know what's going on, amen. Follow the broadcast, amen. I'm just sending this out to my Instagram folk. Amen, amen. Amen and amen. The feast of the Lord, and this is the first of the fall feast is called the Feast of Passover. And I know that a lot of times on the Body of Christ, a lot of ministries celebrated what's called Easter, but Easter is what's considered a pagan holiday because it was instituted by non-believers. And then through the church wanting to involve Rome, they took some Roman rituals and it was done in the church. Amen. And we'll just leave it at that. But God's divine timing and season, which is dictated by what he purposed in the word, it's shown in the word. So let's go to Psalms 102. Come on now. Someone type, it is so. Type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. This is what it says in verse 12 and 13. It says, but you, O Lord, shall endure forever, and your remembrance is unto all generations. You shall endure forever, and your remembrance. Good morning, daughter Angela. And your remembrance is unto all generations. Now, I want you to understand this, underline this. It says, thy remembrance. We are supposed to remember what you are saying divinely right now unto all generations. This is why the Hebrew culture is so blessed. It's because they pass down the remembrance from one generation to the next. We don't do this in Western civilization like we need to, okay? Look at verse 13, Psalms 102, verse 13. You shall arise, listen, and have what? Mercy upon Zion. Now, you're going to see how God connected this coming on the scene, because this is what the word arise. This word arise in the Hebrew is a word, the kum of God, okay? It means to arise, stand up, to raise up, to become powerful, but it means to be confirmed, to stand, to be fixed, to be proven, but it also means to come on the scene. Oh, come on now. When you get this understanding, Psalms 102 verse 13, come on, I want you to get this. Someone type it, it's so. Come on, get it right now. He says, you shall come on the scene and have mercy, compassion upon Zion. This is your body, also known as the children of the Most High. You shall have mercy. That means not that glory that we're getting away with anything, but because of the mercy of God, he doesn't allow the enemy to overwhelm and overtake us, because Paul said there is no condemnation, there's no guilt to those who are in Christ Jesus, okay? Yes, we're going to fall short. That's what the meaning of sin is. It's not no big whoop to do. There's no little sin or big sin. It's the word sin in the Hebrew and the Greek means to miss the mark, okay? So, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Here we go. To everything, there is a time and season. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We learned this on Sunday and yesterday. For the time to what? Favor her. Now, here's the key right here. I'm going to put this definition of the word favor up here. The word favor means his divine presence and influence on your life. You shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? The time to have my presence and influence on your life is come. Yes, the set time. This phrase set time is the Hebrew word moad or moadim, which means appointed time, meeting, and place. So what this really means in layman's dumb English, what it means is that God set this time, this appointment, and this meeting. He set the appointment. He just needs us to show up so he can pour out his presence and his influence back on our life. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, glory. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. See, this is going to, you're going to have the understanding. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter 4, with all your getting, get understanding. You're going to understand why you're coming out of debt right now. Why your ministry is beginning to increase exponentially right now. You're going to understand why. Oh, come on, somebody. You're going to understand why. High glory. You're going from the employee to the employer because his favor has been put on your life. Woo, glory. He said, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time to favor her. Yes, the set time, the moadim is come. Is. This word is present. Okay. So here's what the purpose of the feast of the Lord is to do in layman's terms, in really plain, understandable English, okay? It means God has come on the scene, listen, to bring your future into your present. Oh, come on now. Oh my God, that's what the favor of God does. That's what the mercy of God, that's what the grace. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. Paul said, he's able to make all grace. Grace, what is the grace? His empowerment to do his purpose. When you understand, he's able, listen, when you come into his presence, okay, because he created time, then stepped out of time. Then he said, if you come into my presence three times in a year, I will bring what hasn't happened yet into your present tense right now. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, daughter, I pray over the seed. Father, your word says that the prophet is oh my God, has the power to bless, to declare the blessing to remain on her house. Listen, our glory, if you receive something this morning that causes a stirring in you, sow into the hand of the prophet through Cash App, $ Prophet MDB, MD Bryant, I'm sorry, Prophet MD Bryant. Why? Because when you do that, you're activating that word that was spoken in your life immediately. Oh, my God. It's called the prophet's reward. The Bible says when you receive a prophet in the name of a prophet, you shall receive a prophet's reward. God wants to give you this favor. See, this is why I'm stuck right here right now, because how glory, for a while, it's been seeming like God wasn't with you. Oh, my God. Listen, he's been there, but there's a time and a season for every purpose under the heaven. The time and season for God to interact and intervene in your life is right now. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. So you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the time to favor you has come. It is present tense. And when he comes, he's bringing everything you were supposed to have right now. Woo, my God. This is what it means in Matthew chapter 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his what? Righteousness. The feast is to heal the relationship or the righteousness of father to child. Oh, my God. You better get this right now. And then all these things shall be added. Oh, my God. See, we make the kingdom of God too spooky. Oh, my God. Okay. So we said, first of all, the feast of the Lord is set time. Okay. This first feast, okay, which we're going to be celebrating online. Amen. Sunday, April 28th, which will be a Sunday morning that we're going to go through a mini, what they call Seder, which is what is done to bring the oral history of how God delivered the children out of the hands of the enemy, out of the hands of Egypt, the land of not enough, through the prophet Moses. And this is how the kingdom of God through Abraham, through David, then through Jesus came into action. Amen. So listen, we don't do anything because it's some religious tradition. No, we do it because this is what the word says to do. And when you do the word, you receive the benefits of the word. Okay. So here we go. Now let's go here. Now, remember I said that this is the time and season when God came down, the Father came down personally, Exodus chapter 3. Come on now. And then we're going to go to Exodus chapter 12, okay? Exodus 3, and then Exodus 12. So that way you can see how this time and season was implemented and activated into the earth. Amen. Here we go. Verse 1. Now, Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. See, when Moses finds out that he's not Egyptian, but his heritage was Hebrew, he, through his zealousness, tried to implement the kingdom of God through his flesh, and he wound up killing a man and running for his life to the backside of the mountain, which he didn't realize was the mountain of his heritage, the mountain of God called Mount Horeb, which is also called Mount Sinai. Verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire and in the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside to see this great sight. See, when God gets your attention and you turn your attention to see what God is doing, now God begins to activate this favor, this season, this power in your life. And when the Lord saw, so he went from the angel of the Lord, now it's the Lord saw that he turned around to see, he called him by name, and he said in verse 5, don't come near, take off the shoes off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. This is how we know it went from an angel to the Father himself, because as soon as the Father put his feet on the ground, the whole mountain became holy. Woo, my God, oh my God, see? Okay, moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. God never told him to turn his face away. God wants to talk to you face to face. Oh, come on, listen, listen, listen. It's your time to grow up and begin to activate your relationship with your father so you can get rid of the middleman and talk to him face to face. Okay, the Bible says that the Spirit of truth, the Holy Ghost, will lead you and guide you into all truth. But you cannot be afraid to come into his presence and speak and look at him face to face. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Okay. Then it says right here. He says, look, I know I've heard the cry and I know their sorrows. Verse 8. Here we go. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good land, a large land that flows with milk and honey. So the father is taking, listen, he's taking responsibility and he's taking authority over the situation. And he's telling Moses, if you will just do what I tell you to do, I will come down and personally intervene and interact with you to bring the people. It wasn't Moses that brought him out. It was the father. And he used the mouthpiece, Moses, to get the job done. Someone type, I receive it, work through me. Okay, I receive it, work through me. Come on now. So here's what we understand. Now that he says, I am come down, the I am, okay? Now verse 12, and we're gonna end right here so that way you have the understanding. Okay, there we go. Now, Exodus 12. Here's how we know that God created the time and the season and the appointment, and it's not some religious tradition. See, Jesus said, because of your tradition, you make the word of none effect. When the Father puts something in the earth, when the Father puts something and creates something as a universal law in the universe, not just the earth, the universe. And listen, the whole universe comes to attention because God begins to put his feet on the earth. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God. Exodus chapter 12. Okay, look at verse 1. Now, remember, I told you that the Father said, and that this is a father, a God, an Elohim created time and season, right? Here we go. Exodus chapter 12, verse 1. Sorry. And the Lord spoke to Moses. Okay, this is the Lord speaking to him. And Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months, and it shall be the first month of the year to you. This is why in God's calendar, season, and year, Passover is the time that begins of the counting. Okay? Okay, look. He says, this month shall be unto you the beginning of months. This is why Jesus came and said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world. Okay? Yes, why everybody else, yes. And now listen, there's nothing wrong with celebrating the resurrection of the Lord. Okay? That's a good thing. But I'm going to mess with you. God nor the Father told you to celebrate it. Good morning, Dropstick. Look at what he says. Speak to the children of Israel that on the 10th day of this month, every man shall get a sacrifice, a lamb. You shall bring it into the household. It shall be without blemish. Okay? Look at verse 7. Well, verse 6. And you shall kill the lamb in the evening, and you shall take the blood and strike it upon your doorposts and on the upper posts of your house. After you eat it, you let nothing remain. Verse 12, Exodus 12, verse 12. For I will pass through the land. For I will pass through the land. I will pass through the land of Egypt this night and will smite, destroy all the firstborn in the land, both man and beast, and against the gods of Egypt. This is why he was going to make Egypt be humbled, because Egypt forgot what Joseph did under the hand of God. And I will execute my judgment against the gods of Egypt, and the blood shall be a token for you upon your houses. And when I see the blood, verse 13, I will pass over you. This is why it's called Passover. It's called the Feast of Passover, because he said, now this is a foreshadowing of Christ shedding his blood. When I see the blood, I'll pass over you. This is why the first thing he brought to his children was mercy. Come on now. Because the blood of Jesus, high glory, during this time, the priest sprinkled the blood on the mercy seat of God in the temple. Oh, my God. Woo, come on now. Hey, Rekesha. This is why God's doing it in your life. This is why God's going to have fun watching you prosper. How God, listen, it's going to seem like you blew up overnight. High glory. But nobody knows the tears you shed, how your knees were sore for being on your knees and praying and fasting and sowing seed. But God says that this is your time and season, that my favor is going to make up the difference and cause grace to abound towards you. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Now listen. He shot it about. Oh, my God, we got to stop right there. See, when you understand that all of this was God's set time, okay, his appointed time that he could bring everything and put it back in order. This is why he said, I am come down. Why? Because Jesus' job on the earth was finished when he said, it is finished. Because the Father told him, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. This is why the Holy Spirit is an authority in the earth. But in three times in a year, okay, we're in chapter 12, okay. Okay, see, let me go ahead and just share this with you so that way you get this, okay? It says, verse 14, and this day shall be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast unto the Lord. Not unto the church, not unto the Jews, not unto the Hebrews. Keep it a feast unto the Lord throughout your generations, and you shall keep it a feast by commandment forever. Okay? Woo, my God, did you get that? Now, tomorrow, I'm going to share with you. Come on now. I'm going to show you. Oh, my God, I'm going to show you how and why this power of the feast causes, oh, my God, causes the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Okay, so we're going to stop right there and we'll give you a time to sow your seed. Now, listen, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, when you sow into the ministry or into the hand of the prophet, which is called a teruma, now you're activating the word, the power, all of heaven and the kingdom to be activated on your behalf. And especially in this time and season, because you're sowing into the grace and favor of God being poured out in your life. How much favor do you want to be on your life? Well, the Bible says, I go before you. God, see, God's favor goes before you to make sure everything happens according to his plan. Lift your hands. Father, I thank you that as your sons and daughters sow the seed, you said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, whether they sow the new beginning seed of 8888 or 18888 or the 2024 seed of $224 or $2,024, as they sow seed, whatever the best that they could do, Father, you said, I can speak and declare the blessing to rest and remain. Father, I speak that on their soul seed this morning, the blessing of the Lord rest in their house. In Jesus' name. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, I want to thank you for joining us for this early morning broadcast. Don't miss tomorrow. Listen, for those of you who are hearing this for the first time, go back. Read the scriptures. I'm going to start showing you how this also connects to the New Testament. And that's how you know it's from the Word. It's not my opinion. All I did today was read the Word. Be blessed.